Okay, let me again. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me repeat. You asked me that. Did Caesar ask you about his trip to the Philippines, and did you agree or not? You see. Mm-hmm. Well, I told you again, but he also asked the same questions before to the others. And everybody that I heard, they nodded their heads, or they said, it's good, it was good. Others didn't say anything, but nobody raised an objection, you know, except that Chris Hartmeyer, you know, he was not a member of the board, but Chris Hartmeyer is one of personality that head an organization of the Reform Workers Ministry that had been very close to Caesar and has helped him build the union. And he was the only one who raised the question that he didn't, according to what I understood from his statement, that it was not proper for him to go because the workers were not free, you know. And let me repeat that we have been saying that Bajo El martial law and so on like that. But I see Caesar, when he asked me the question about his trip to the Philippines, proposed trip, when he said, when I said no, then he said, well, let's get to the next agenda, next number agenda. Now, see, Caesar is not looking for opinions. He didn't give a damn. All he wants you to know is if he is for you, for him or not. But if I were him, I would ask why.
Right.
So yeah. I never had a chance to tell him why, because he never wanted to, he was not interested to know why.
He just wanted approval.
Yeah.
Is what you think. Uh-huh. Now, in this matter of whether of the Filipino members of the union wanting him to go to the Philippines, mm-hmm, to yeah, accept the invitation of the Marcos government, in other words, was that true as a matter of fact? That he...
I don't know, because they mentioned about Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
There was a meeting in Coachella, you see. And I was also accused that I was a factor of disuniting the Filipinos, because Jim Drake also accused me of not for the union, because the Filipinos in Coachella said that I was the one, you know, causing the disunity among the Filipinos. So it seems to me that is somebody that I know.
So
because this one was kind of close to Larry Leong, you know.
So you think that, as a matter of fact, there may be a group of Filipino farm workers in the union
against me,
who had a meeting and who had said that Caesar may go to the Philippines.
Yeah.
Should accept the invitation to go.
Yeah.
And because, that is what...
because they told him that it would be better.
Right.
But you see, Caesar did not really figure out that when you have a dictatorship in a right, state, the people are divided.
Yeah. Yes, but in regard to the issue of whether there was a group of Filipino farm workers that... actually said he should accept the invitation, that you think there was.
Yeah, because they are on the side of Marcos.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying, you know.
Okay.
But what about the other, the majority that didn't agree with it?
Right.
So he put, so Cesar Chavez put himself in a mess in the martial law issue.
Right.
You know.
Okay, so after that then, what happened? I mean, we were... in this other question here, really, of how you left the union, specifically the other day, you said you did not resign.
Right. The meeting, you see, that was the last meeting that I've been in La Paz, and they have not get any last statement for me, because we were supposed to go in the morning to attend the meeting that was started at night, you know. But really, they finished the meeting that night without me and Pete. So that's why I questioned the legality of the the decision that they made in the meeting. Well, then the controversy of the trip, because Cesar went with a group that I already mentioned.
Right.
And I think I made a mistake of saying that Helen Chavez was there. No, he was not. He was with him when he made a trip to Rome. Yeah, but I got kind of mixed up there. All right, then because of the controversy, you know, the church people wanted to be clarified and wanted to know the reason why Caesar and a small group, including his brother, went to make the trip. And Daniel and Caesar knew that he was a dictator, you know, and we were fighting for freedom in the Union. The controversy was nationwide, because some were coming from New York, some coming from Washington, D.C., and all that. And then we also have some of the visitors from the dictator Marcos, you know, like Tarok and Jerry Montemayor, the president of the Free Farmers Federation, something in the Philippines. And some kind of faculty members or educators from some universities there in the Philippines. And so Caesar was there.
Oh, now you're already talking about the rally?
The rally, yeah. That was the rally now.
At the Delano High School.
Yeah.
Following the trip.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I'm glad you said that, because you see, I was talking about La Paz.
Right.
And then now I'm talking about the rally.
Right.
Because I told you that it became a big controversy.
Right.
Yeah. And so this controversy, you see, it brought the ministers and the priests and KDP, you know, the Filipino progressive group from the Bay Area, and so on like that. And then, of course, we have the people of Marcos there. So Caesar, you see, was advised that we should there should be some kind of a private meeting, so the controversy will not be aired. And Caesar kind of agreed, according to my information. But then later on, he refused and said, "Let's decide it in the rally." And there was a writer of this, what do you call that, monitor?
Christian Science Monitor,
yeah. I forgot the name now. And so he asked also a question that said, Caesar, that was about the end of the discussion. And he said, "Caesar, where is your stand? are you for the martial law or you are against the martial law? I have to ask you this because I was sent here to report. And when I get back, I have to report. You know? And then that's where it came about that the mention of the Filipino groups wanted him to go. You see? And then here is Deborah Bulmer, kind of one of the lawyers in the union before, and asked him, you know, he said, oh, why Mr. Chavez said, I don't know if he said Mr. or what, but he addressed Caesar. Why was that the highest office holder, Filipino, in the union, objected your trip, but you went anyway.
All right, that highest officer being you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he mentioned my name.
Right.
And of course the reply was because the Filipino members of the union told him to bring the Filipinos in the union is to go to the Philippines and talk to Marcos, you know. So that's the time when also, what Chris Hartmeyer said in the meeting in La Paz was not enunciated by Hartmeyer in the rally because he was the MC and he was defending Cesar Chavez. You see? So the Magnum Mystery was in the side of Caesar, while the representative of the bishops, I don't know the body now that I called.
The Catholic bishops.
The Catholic bishops, you know, okay. Because Father Higgins was. And Father Higgins asked Caesar, Caesar, we have been helping you for a long time, you know. Why did you not ask first an information about the Philippines before you made your trip? And the answer was, of course, because the Filipino members of the union asked him to go to bring in the Filipinos into the union. So it was a thing that really put Caesar in big trouble right there. Of course, the people who were defending him, well, they stick to him. I don't know if they realized he was wrong, but they were with him and so on and on.
So now, so it's...
Let me say that when... we were in the convention in Fresno.
Oh, let's deal with the convention later.
Yeah, okay.
But and stick with the rally for now. So it seems like in the rally, what people wanted to know most of all was why Cesar Chavez went to the Philippines and took the trip, in other words. And his reply was because he was asked
by
the Filipino members of
the
union to go
to
make the trip
to bring in the Filipinos
as a way of bringing in Filipinos into the United Farm Workers Union.
Yeah.
And it seems from what you say that this rally was attended by all sorts of people from all over the country.
Yeah. All those involved.
Right, like people from the
Bay Area.
Bay Area, from
the
Catholic Bishops Association or whatever.
Yeah. Migrant Ministry.
Migrant Ministry.
Yeah.
And also Filipino groups who were against the dictatorship, like the KDP. They were also represented in there.
Yeah.
Did they ask any question, the KDP?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember what questions they asked?
Well, let me see. They questioned, you know, they questioned Caesar's trip. That was not proper.
I see.
That was the substance.
Right. Did you ask a
question? And then they also take over the microphone. And then I Andy was kind of hot, you know, and so on like that. And I stood up and went there and stopped Andy, you know. And so Andy...
Oh, Andy was mad at them?
Yeah.
Andy Immortan?
Yeah. But he was kind of afraid too.
Okay. So you went in there?
Yeah.
You went to the stage, in other words?
I went for this girl who took over the microphone, you know.
Was the microphone in the stage or...?
No, it was in front.
In front?
You know, in... yeah.
Okay.
And I went over there and I told her, let them speak. You know.
I see.
So he get away from it. So then they know my influence also.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that kind of put me in their side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now, did you ask a question at that time also, in the meeting?
I asked, but I forgot what kind of question I asked already. No, I can't remember, because I spoke one.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you see, I was one of the first asked questions and so on and that. And then for the second time, you see, Hart Meyer was MC, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I was man, he won't appoint me. Yeah. He won't appoint me. He gives a lot of chances for Tarok to speak, but not me.
Yeah, did Tarok speak, by the way, in this rally?
Oh, yeah.
What did Tarok say?
Well, he was painting a rosy situation there in the Philippines. And it's better now than used to be, all that thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot tell exactly his wording, you know. But that's the substance. Because, you see, they represented Marcos,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
And that's why Caesar could not back up. Because Marcos people were there, and they treated him very nicely in the Philippines, because Richard Chavez said, well, how was the trip, you know?
Yeah.
And it was a red carpet reception.
Right.
That's what he said.
Right. Well, according to the accounts, Caesar was treated like a head of state.
Yeah, right. See.
By the Philippine government.
Yeah.
Now, the reporter from the Christian Science Monitor asked Caesar point blank, was he for or against martial law? How did he respond to that? How did Caesar respond to that?
Well, he said about the Filipino members. See, he did not respond.
Oh,
he did not express directly. He did not give an answer, direct answer. But the implication was he respected the suggestion or request, you know, request from the Filipino members of the union to go to bring in more Filipinos into the union.
He did not say more, but
to bring in the Filipinos into the union, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't materialize. Nobody came in.
Yeah. Right. Okay, and at this point, technically, your position, so far as you are concerned, was that you were already out of the union at this time.
See, I remember what he said when I asked a question. That I didn't agree. That was the thing.
Yeah.
And you know what he said? I think Davey asked the question first, because he said, "And you were the only one who were against it." He told me.
Uh-huh.
He pointed his finger to me, you know. And he said I was the only one who was against his trip.
I see.
It means all of them agreed.
I see. Except you.
Except me.
I see.
Yeah. Of course, that was the presumption, you know, but I don't know, because all that I have seen nodding and saying it was good, well, not everybody did. They just kept silent. Mm-hmm. He didn't ask them, so. Mm-hmm. No, but nobody raised an objection,
mm-hmm.
except Hart Meyer. Mm-hmm. In La Paz,
mm-hmm.
in that last meeting that I attended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it seems like the way he responded to the question from the Christian Science Monitor reporter was not to respond directly yes or no in regard to whether he was in favor of martial law, but to point out that he went there in respect to or to respect the request of the Filipino
members of the union, to bring in their people, Filipino people into the union. That was his answer.
And in response to another question...
Yeah, he did not answer the question, you know.
Right. But in response to another question he seems to have said, seemed to imply also that the board
also
approved...
sent him there.
...to his going there, except
his
for
proposal.
You.
Yeah,
except for
me.
You. Because you said he was pointing at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then... I think Debbie said that remark to him first.
What did she say?
Well, about how come that the highest official of the Filipinos in the union objected in your trip, but you did not you. Well, he went.
You went anyway.
I cannot quote exactly, but that was the substance.
Right. So
and then I don't know what I said already. I cannot recall now.
Right.
But he pointed. See, I remember that he pointed at me and said, "You were the only one who was against it."
Right. So it seems like it wasn't only Father Higgins, or is it Bishop Higgins, by the way?
No, Monsignor.
Monsignor Higgins, who asked the question, why did you not ask us, but as well as the highest official, I objected, you went anyway, but Davy as well asked that question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. No, Father Higgins did not say anything about me.
Mm.
But why did you not tell us first and ask information before you went? Because, you see, they deserve that kind of information from him or his plan or proposal, because they did a lot for him or for the union, you know. That's the implication there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so he just showed some kind of disrespect.
Yeah.
Or ingratitude.
Right.
Of not, you know, when he needed help, they helped him.
Yeah.
And then when he did something, you know, he didn't even want to involve them, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, so at the point that the rally took place, your position, your relationship with the union, so far as you are concerned, was that you had already left it. You are not a member. Okay.
Yeah.
Because...
I will kind of finish that when we come to the convention.
Right.
Because this one took place after the convention.
That's right.
What we are talking about now.
So it was during the convention in Fresno, before this rally, that you, in fact... from your point of view, in fact, left the union from your point of view.
Yeah.
Would you characterize how you left that union? Did you resign? Did you, or what?
No.
How would you characterize
it? Okay, I would say this. When we had a kind of a recess, I think, or something in the convention, then I went to look for David. But Debbie was out because he said abajo el martial law, and then the security, see, and the one who was in charge of security was Sister Chavez's son-in-law. But he was not a son-in-law. I don't know if he was a son-in-law already, you know. But he was, he is now a son-in-law. All right, Richard Ibarra. Well, I found Debbie outside, and then he told me that they pushed her out of the convention because he said about martial law. So then we got in, and I brought her to Richard Ibarra. Said, Richard, you know, could we get in? No. And then Richard said, oh, yeah, sure. Sure, Philip. You know. But I didn't want to go back to my seat anymore, because that was the time when also Offley was there. He spoke, yeah. He was, I guess, a speaker. You know.
Offley was then the Secretary of Labor.
Yeah, Secretary of Labor.
Philippines.
Yeah. But let me get back.
Well, my point was the other day you said you did not resign, but
no. You quit. I will come to that.
Okay.
I will come to that. I'm just trying to say all that I could remember.
Okay, you know. Good.
Okay, but before the convention started, because I should have said this before mm-hmm. I got to come in, we got a meeting in the last meeting that I attended by the board. That was in the convention hall in Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
See? So this was after the meeting there in La Paz. Because the meeting in La Paz talked first before he made the trip. You know, when he come back, then comes the convention. See? So, the meeting was kind of all over. And I was there. Yet, and Marshall was talking to Caesar and so on like that, and then, and Marshall, don't forget, you know, that Andy and Luming are our guests, honored guests, you see. You see, he's talking about trip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's our guests, you know, in the convention, you know, and get them to the front, and so on like that, see. And I saw Luming, really, in front. And also, before Luming went to the States, because they escorted her and sat down there by herself. Andy was busy, you know, recruiting the Filipinos to join in the procession and bring Oplate and the States and all that shit, you know. And Andy was saying to me, you know. And Pete went, you know. But I didn't go.
Mm-hmm. Andy was signaling you to join the formation to escort Oplate to the front.
Yeah, you know. See, and I was still there. And I was not moving. So, but they are watching also, you know, the people. I wanted to show. I didn't like it,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I see. It looks like I got an instinct of knowing what to do in the last minute,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I didn't plan it. You see, I didn't know what I'm going to do, you know. But I want to emphasize, I didn't like entirely what they have been doing, and I didn't approve among the. Of his presence there as a guest speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then Offley was there, Sutton over here, and I was here, and Marshall. Who was Marshall? And he was kind of over there, and close to Offley. He was talking to Offley, and I think, I don't know if he was or Pete, you know. Because I'm getting mixed up now with the Consul General that Marshall was talking before, but that mm-hmm. was the day before.
In other words,
Offley was the guest speaker that day, mm-hmm. and he was more important than the Consul General, because he is representing Marcos, you know. So that one that was in the meeting in the convention hall. Okay, so I tried to get back and tell you this, because it's very important to me,
mm-hmm.
how Marcos, how Caesar made that trip to Marcos, you know. Yeah. Then let me get back where I said that when we have a recess, then I went to look for Debbie, and she was not there. Mm-hmm. So I went out, and she was there. And she was not allowed to get in because she was put out because of saying about her much alone. Mm-hmm. Okay, then when we started, then I told that guy, could we get in, you know? And he said, okay. You know, because Richard respected me too, see? Mm-hmm. But then I didn't want to get back
to the stage.
To the stage. We went to the balcony and got close to the stage so they could see me too. Mm-hmm. But I was with Debbie, see. So I want them to know. I want them to be sure that they know that I was there and I was not in my place. With the board. So it was all right, you see? And I received some, I don't know now, who told me. And what I said in the convention, you know, I got this paper, I forgot this paper now, it's going on international paper, something. And this doctor who was from Vancouver, who had been coming every year for the union, happened to be in Africa. You know, you see, this is progressive people that go. Mm-hmm. And then he read my name there, he read what I said, and this and that, you know, and he said, you did the right thing. You know, I don't know. I could not find the paper, the letter. I have not seen it. I went through and all that thing. You know, might be somewhere else. So there will be things later on that I'm going to send, and very important papers, because I got almost that box there now that I'm saving. You know, because I figured I need them, and all those will go. After I get through.
To the archives,
yeah. Yeah, to the archives, yeah. Okay. Okay, let me get back to what we were talking about. What was it?
About how you left the union.
Yeah, how I left the union. So, after the convention, we just left. I didn't want to see Cesar Chavez, or I didn't want to see anyone. Because I could not talk to them anyway, because they didn't want me. See, Pete didn't even, I don't think Pete, you know, he was always with them. And even if, according to Debbie, his wife, Dolores is her name. Because I remember, because you see, Dolores was sitting at the back, and then said, When Pete introduced his wife, he said, and my wife is there, Dolores Huerta, he said. And everybody laughed because she was calling his wife Dolores Huerta, but it's not.
You know. That was a slip. A slip of the tongue.
Everybody laughed at Pete.
This was at the convention?
Yeah. And then he corrected himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that, you know. As I said, nobody seems to be with me in that or with for Cesar, so there was no use. But I cannot say that entirely because when I said something about my being in the union. You know that I said before that one Filipino nominated me because he didn't know the problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not a candidate then, see, because I know that they want to change me, see. All right. It was Alessio Medina that I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Alessio Medina. So, you know, when Blas Offline finished speaking, talking about democracy of Filipinos, for the Filipinos, which is not the same as the democracy in the United States. See, the democracy that we know, we learn about, did not fit the Filipinos. So the democracy that he was preaching was the democracy of Marcos,
mm-hmm.
you know, which kind of irritated me, you know, because to me, democracy is the same no matter what,
mm-hmm.
you know, and no matter what language or state or what, democracy is the same to me, you know. So I went to Caesar and I said, I want to speak, you know. He said, no. I said, why? And he said, yeah, because you are going to insult him. You know, he invited him, see. Or he extended the invitation, and Marcos sent him. So I got no chance to say. And then when this nomination, I said that I was not a candidate, you know, and so on. And that's all I could say, you know. Or I don't know if I spoke. But, you see, maybe I did not. Because you have to have so many votes to be qualified as a candidate. You cannot just be nominated and seconded and then you are a candidate. No. You got to have a certain amount of votes, number of votes, to sustain you or qualify you as a candidate for an office. I remember that. And I didn't. So Alessio got the number, you know. And then when the election came, the votation, I lost. And then Caesar said, do you have anything to say? That's the time when I stood up. You know, that was the one that was printed into this in this newspaper, which is
was read by that one in Africa, in
yeah.
other words. So, but so you don't remember what you said.
It's going around in the world, you know. Okay. I forgot the name of the paper now.
Okay. Well, so then you left the...
Yeah, and then I left, as I said, saying nothing to anyone. Because according to my understanding,
yeah.
nobody cared.
Yeah. All right.
So that's the way I left the union. I did not resign or anything, I just walked out.
Mm-hmm.
Or after the convention, I went home, and that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then, of course, there are details that one has to do when he leaves an organization that he has been serving for a long time. Like certainly you must have had an office somewhere.
Yeah.
So how did you terminate those?
Oh.
How did you finalize those aspects?
See, over here, I have been sick too, you know. And then the office was in Delano.
Mm-hmm.
I worked not in La Paz. So when I go to La Paz, I hang around in the, you know, I got no place to stay.
Right.
And kind of embarrassing, you know. And I cannot go and bother people that work to, you know. And so I didn't feel good when I went to La Paz. I got lost over there, you know. Even if I know a number of people that like me, because I like them, they have a very good, response back. But really, the way I was treated by the administration, and I am supposed to be a part of the administration.
But did you, after you walked out
of
the convention,
okay,
what did you do?
Even if I got the office there in Delano, and Dolores is supposed to be also in La Paz, he was using my office there in Delano. And then he told me that, you don't go to the office anymore, and this and that, and dust is accumulating, and so on and that. But you could see how far I was from them, because I was sick. They didn't even know it, you see. You know, I got an asthma and this and that. You see? So it looked like I was not a part of the goddamn thing. It's a very sad story.
Well, did you have to turn in some equipment after you quit the union?
What equipment?
You did not have any. Okay.
Yeah, I got my file. And the file, you see, I don't know, I kept a file. I just took them and brought them home. Mm-hmm. You know? And I bought that file, for me. And then the thing that I turned in was my car, because they wanted it.
Okay.
Belongs to the union, and it was an old car.
Yeah.
And when it was repaired, it was my money.
Yeah.
And then they wanted to, they wanted to get everything from me, because, you see, I was not in good terms with them.
Right.
They didn't like me. But Andy, I got a letter asking for, for help financially and so on, and he gave him a car.
Yeah.
He gave him a car to Manuel, he gave a car to,
Quindy left, you mean?
Oh, yeah.
Now, wasn't there any financial transaction between you and the union after you...
There was none.
...quit?
None.
Well, didn't they give you? I thought they were giving you...
I just left and didn't say anything. But they gave me... at that time, it was Gilbert Padilla.
Okay.
He was the secretary treasurer, So I think he was just giving. I don't know if Cesar knew it or what. But then, when Gilbert was in trouble, and they pushed him out of the union, then somebody else, Pete, got it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, according to Gilbert, I was getting it because he was sending it.
Mm. How much was that?
$80 a month.
Okay.
Then, later on, Gilbert was in trouble, and so Pete got it. And then he said, he wrote me a letter, the executive board unanimously agreed that the financial assistance be cut off, terminated, You see?
Yeah.
They've been using Pete.
Yeah. So how long?
Wait a minute. Because, you see, according to Padilla, to Gilbert, he was asking for extension of the support, because he was broke. Gilbert, and he got a family, and also family.
You mean he was asking for extension of support for himself when he left? Is that what?
Yeah. And then they hated him, and they didn't agree. And so the reason why they cut me off was because they got to cut off Gilbert.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how long have you been receiving this assistance from
know.
The union?
I don't know now if it's a year or something like that.
More than a year, anyway.
Maybe. I don't know. And so there you are, see?
Yes. So after you left the union, what did you do to occupy your time?
Oh, well, I got a lot of invitations. And I told them, you know, I'm not, I cannot represent the union anymore because I'm out. I said, because I got reports also from the students, you know, that they go over there and talk to the students in the universities. And he said, what happened to Philip? You know, Veracruz. You know, oh, he's too old, you know. They don't give me any reason but my age. See? And so they because they still see me because they invite me anyway. So they tell me. They tell me what they said about me. You know. I say, I have been going, doing the same thing. I don't know how long, but not more than a year or about 2 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. And until today, they still come visit me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And how many years now? See, 1977 is already 1989, you know.
Yeah. They being students the people that you have made contact with as an officer of
and the then union. When the see you were with us when we met the girl and I didn't know her and said, oh, we were wondering what happened to you, we were talking about you, you know.